Have you ever had a great idea for an invention but have not had the resources to bring it to life? Stacy Rust is a co-chair of the nonprofit group Dream It, Make It, which she and her husband started last year to create a resource for just that problem.
With Saturday's showing, we want to educate the community on what the maker movement is, because a lot of people haven't heard of it yet. Once you learn about it, you know, it's very inspiring, and it's really something that everyone can be involved with.
There are over 200 makerspaces throughout the United States and around the world, says Rust. These spaces provide equipment, space, access to resources, and an ability to collaborate with others. Rust shares that her and her husband wanted to create a makerspace after becoming inspired by several others they had visited around the country. Rust says while their organization is still in the funding and developing phase, they look forward to building community partners and growing the dream.
We want to provide entrepreneurs with a way to start their own businesses at low costs. I know there are a lot of people in the community who would like to be able to start their own business making something or doing something, but they just don't have the resources or the money to get started.
Brian Kincaid is the director of the E-Factory at Missouri State University. He calls the maker movement a, quote, umbrella for inventors, designers, and hobbyists alike. Kincaid says there is a demonstrated demand for this type of collaboration model and is encouraged by groups like Dream It, Make It, bringing the movement and opportunity to Springfield.
Makers kind of tap into an American admiration for self-reliance. And when you combine that with stuff like open source learning, design, and increasingly powerful and affordable personal technology like 3D printers and other advanced tools, it creates a lot of opportunities for new product advancements and innovation.
Saturday's film is called Maker, a documentary on the maker movement, and will show at the Moxie Cinema. The event is free and open to the public, but you must register as seats are limited. As of Thursday afternoon, one of the showings has already been booked. A second time has been reserved for noon Saturday. Rust says information booths will be available both at the Moxie and at the Discovery Center downtown, and that moviegoers should arrive at least 30 minutes in advance. For KSMU News, I'm Teresa Bettman.